Daf is Yuma, Daf Samach Gimel, we left off, and Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. We are going to discuss the Sugya of Ho'il today. The Gemara is going to go through the issue of shechting b'chutz. If a person shechts a seir b'chutz, so is he chayv for shechut echutz or is he not chayv for shechut echutz? Generally speaking, when it comes to shechut echutz, a person is only chayv for something that's ro'i b'fnim, that could have been brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's always going to be the issue when we deal with shechting these shnei seirim, the seir Yom HaKippurim, the seir l'Hashem, the seir l'Azazel. When we shecht them b'chutz, the main question we're going to have to ask ourselves to figure out whether you're chayv from shechut echutz is this animal something that would have been ro'oi to be brought as some sort of karban bifnim? Once we're discussing that, the Gemara is going to bring three opinions about a Pesach sheshechtu b'chutz b'shar yemos hashana. If you shecht the karban Pesach outside of the Beis HaMikdash during the rest of the year, so are you chayiv for shechut echutz in that case as well? So the Gemara is going to have three opinions in terms of whether you're chayiv or not, meaning whether it depends on maybe there's a factor it depends on, or maybe you're just straight chayiv, maybe you're straight pater. Again, the Gemara will discuss that. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to have a limud for what's included in the chiyuv for shechut echutz. We're going to quote the pasuk and show how we derive from the pasuk what is and is not included in the issur of shechut echutz. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a discussion of whether the word la Hashem in a pasuk comes to include seir la Azazel or comes to exclude seir la Azazel, because Seir la'Azazel is not a typical karban. So the question is La Hashem an inclusive or an exclusive term? And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have four approaches as to why there would ever be a havamina that Mechusar's man could become kadosh as a Seir Mishtaleach. The Gemara is going to have a special limud to tell me that a Mechusar's man is no good for Seir Mishtaleach, that it cannot become kadosh Seir Mishtaleach. So the Gemara is going to say, well, what's the havamina? Why would you think something that's Mechusar's man that's not yet old enough to be a karban, that why would you ever think it would be good for a seir mishlech? Four possible answers to that question. So again, let's pick up from Tan Rabbanan in the fifth wide line on Samach Beis Amud Beis. This begins the sugya of Ho'il, the question of shechting the shnei seirim b'chutz. So Tan Rabbanan, shnei seirim yom ha'kippurim sheshechtan b'chutz. If you have the two seirim of yom ha'kippurim, the seir that where one is supposed to be designated Hashem and one la'azazel, if you shecht them b'chutz, so ad shelo higral aleihen chayv al shneihem. If you shecht them b'chutz before you do the hagrala, so before each one has been designated one Lashem, one Lazazel, so you chayv for both of them. Misha, but why are you chayv for both of them? Because at that point, they're both roi to be brought bifnim. So the Rashi points out that this is somewhat troubling. If you look at Rashi, chayv al shneihem mishum shchut echutz l'kaman parech kodem hagrala l'may chazu bifnim. Wait a second, before Agrala, neither of them is right for anything. You need to do Agrala in order to be Kaveh the Shem Karban at all. So they're not right for anything. So that's going to be a problem. But right now we're assuming, for whatever reason, we're Chayiv al Shneim, you're Chayiv for Shchut Echutz, before the Hagrala. Misha Higrala Lein, once you do the Hagrala, so then this is going to make plenty of sense. Chayiv al Shal Shem, Upatar al Shal Azazel. You're going to be Chayiv on the Seir La Hashem, the one that's already been designated as Seir Lashem, because that one is definitely Ra'ui Lava Lifnim. It already has a shame, Seir Lashem. But you can be Patra on the Azazel, because you're not allowed to bring the Seir Azazel Bifnim. So therefore, it's not going to be subject to the Isser of Shchut Echutz. So you're not going to be Chayv Kares for the Isser of Shchut Echutz on the Seir that's already been designated Azazel, and therefore never would have possibly been Ra'ui to be brought Bifnim. So now the Gemara goes back to discuss that first point, that if we have not yet done the Hagrala, you're chayv on both of them, l'may chazu. Well, what are they roi for if you have not yet done the Hagrala? How could they possibly be roi to be brought as a karban where you're going to be chayv for shchut echutz? They could be roi for the karban musaf of Yom HaKippurim, meaning enoch inami. before your koveya, which one is LaHashem, which one is LaZazel, neither of them can be the Sir LaHashem. To be the Sir LaHashem, you do need Hagrala, but what they can both be is they could both be designated as the Seir to be brought for the Korban Musaf of Yom HaKippurim. As Rashi points out, Kol Echad HaYeroi LaKriva L'Chatos HaMusaf Shal Yom HaKippurim Amur Parshas Pinchas. Either one of them could have been brought for the Korban Musaf. So, frankly, Gemara, Umay Shnel L'Seir Dinasa B'Fnim D'Lo D'Mechusra Hagrala. Well, why is it that we assume that they're not Ro'i to be brought as a Seir LaHashem? It's because you haven't yet done the Hagrala. So if you haven't done the Hagrala, neither one of them is eligible to be a Seir LaHashem. Well, the Seir Nasa B'Chutzinami L'Chazi D'Mechas. Well, at this point, neither one of them is ro'i to be the seer for the musaf of Yom HaKippurim either, because it's also mechus or something. You need to do something else before you can bring the musaf. What do you need to do before you can bring the musaf? Every single thing we learned about in this mesechta so far, the entire avodas hayom with the chafidas hakataris and the damas hayir, and you have to do everything before the korban musaf with the sprinkling three times. You have to do all of that. So just like you're going to say the two seerim that do not yet have a hagrala are not ro'i to be the Seir LaHashem because they're missing a Hagrala, they're also not Roy to be the Korban Musaf because they're missing everything. You need to do all the Avodas Hayom before you can bring the Korban Musaf. So answers the Gemara, Kasav Rav Chista, Ein Mechusar Zman Lobo Bayom. The fact that you have to do other things that day does not make it a Mechusar Zman. Why not? The phrase literally means Ein Mechusar Zman Lobo Bayom literally means it's not called Mechusar Zman if it's going to be Ra'oi on that day. The fact that you have to wait a few hours doesn't make it a Mechusar Zman. But there's more that's going on in this line. If you look at Rashi, Ein Mechusar Zman Lobo Bayom Le'inyan Sierra Chitzon Ein Kan Chisarun Maisa Begufo. That's really the key chilek that the Gemara doesn't spell out explicitly. When it comes to the Korban Musaf, there's nothing you need to do to this to either one of these animals to make them ra'oi for a Korban Musaf. The animals themselves are perfectly fine. It's not like a hagrala where you do on the animal itself and you designate each animal. All of the things that are missing in order for Korban Musaf to be brought are things you need to do with other Korbanos, other Avodos Hayom that need to be done. It's simply that it's not yet the time for the Korban Musaf. And when the whole issue is going to be only a Chisaron Zman issue, but it's going to be fine on that day, the Zman is going to arrive on that day, that's not called Chisaron Zman. Aval Hagrala, but when it comes to the fact that the two Seirim are missing Hagrala, Aval Gav Dolav Maisa Begufanhi, Da'amran Elias Goral Mitel Kalpi Hi Ma'keves, Aval Hanacha Eina Ma'keves, even though it's not literally a physical Maisa on the goof of the animals, because we paskin that the Hagrala is Ma'akev, you need to do it to draw the lots, but you don't need to actually place the lots on the animals in order for it to be a kosher Hagrala, in order for each animal to be designated properly, Afilu Achi, Whole mitzvah hamurbani k'mechusar ma'isa dami. Since it's a mitzvah hamurban, it's a requirement that we have about the, even though it's not ma'akev, but it is a even though the hagrala is not on the goof of the animal, it's a hagrala that we do for these animals. So since it's for these animals, mele it's called the mechusar ma'isa. But when it comes to making the seirim right to be brought as a korban musaf, there's nothing else that needs to be done for these animals to make them right for a korban musaf. You just have to do the other avodas hayom. So that's stam, a mechusar zman lebobo yom is not a problem. That's the difference between what the animals are missing to be ra'ui as a korban musaf and what they're missing to be ra'ui as the seir la'ashem. So what they're missing to be ra'ui as seir la'ashem is considered significant. What they're missing to be ra'ui as a seir, as the seer of the musaf of Yom Kippurim is considered insignificant. Amar Ravina, well, once we say that Mechusar Hagrala is considered Mechusar Maisa, that the fact that you haven't yet done Hagrala means that it's that these Seirim are not yet Ra'ui to be brought Bifnim, Hadam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shlamim Sheshachtan Kodem Shniftchu Dvasa Sehechel Psulin. That which we say that if you shecht the carbon shlamim before they open up the doors of the Hechel, that it's pasul Shnemar B'shachtu Pesach Ol Moed Bizman Shu Pasuach V'lo Bizman Shu Nol. We darshin that that at the time of the Shechita, the Pesach, the Ol Moed needs to be pasuach. It cannot be closed. So we know that. So what we're suggesting is that mechusar psicha is also mechusar maisa. So the Gemara says, well then shachtan b'chutz kodem shnims kludlas seichel pater. It should then turn out that if you do shchutei chutz before the psichas lasos haheichel, before they open up the doors of the heichel, you should be potter for that shchutei chutz, because the animal that you're shechting is not ra'ui lava b'fnim. It's not ra'ui to be brought as a karban, because the doors of the heichel are closed. And the number one rule when it comes to shchutei chutz is that if you're shechting an animal that is not ra'ui to be brought as a karban, you're not going to be chayiv kares for shchutei chutz. So it would turn out that according to, Ravina points out, according to Rav Chista, if mechusar had Gorala makes it that the animal is not considered ra'i to be a carbon, so mechusar psichas lasas haechel also makes it not ra'i to be a carbon. My time, mechusar psicha ki mechusar maisa dami. Mechusar psicha is the same thing as mechusar maisa, that the fact that the doors of the haechel are not open is considered to be mechusar maisa. Now, if you look at the Tos Yishanim on the side of the page over here in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, mechusar psicha ki mechusar maisa, v'kivan sha'al guf ha'korban nemra, havi kimosh. Now remember what we just said from Rashi before. What do we consider a mechusar maisa? Only something that needs a maisa done on the carbon itself. Something that needs some external hechsherim in order for the carbon to then be right to be brought is not considered mechusar maisa. That's why we said hagrala is a mechusar maisa, but bringing the other carbonos of the day before you bring a carbon musaf is not considered mechusar maisa. Well, what about psichas losos hahechel? Is that on the guf ha-karban? How can we call that mechusar maisa? That's not on the carbon at all. So Tos Yishan explains, yeah, but it's a din that is said about this carbon. It's not just about some other carbon that needs to be done before you bring this carbon. It's a din about the carbon, that a carbon shlam is only going to be kosher once you have the psichas l'sehechal. Inami, or another possible explanation, he says, hol b'shas shchitas ha-karban, tsaruch she'ab hashar pasuach, havi kimo begufo. Avol shar vel desayom lo shaychi beguf ha-sa'ir. He says, or it could be that since at the time of the shchitas ha-karban, you need the shar to be pasuach, meaning the psichas l'sa'echel is not only focused on the maisa of the psicha, of opening up the doors, but it's a lasting thing. She'yehei pasuach, the chiyuv is that the doors need to be open. That is still going on while you're shechting the carbon shlamim. So that's called something that's beguf ha-carbon, as opposed to all the other carbonos you bring before the carbon musaf are over by the time you bring the carbon musaf on Yom HaKippurim. And therefore, those avodos are not considered a mechusar maisa for the musaf of Yom HaKippurim. Those things are done. You did those avodos already. They're over by the time you bring the musaf of Yom HaKippurim. That's why they're not considered to be beguf ha-carbon. The Tos Yishanim then raises the question, Tema l'Rebbe, the hacha mashma d'lesle the Rav Chista ha'wil, afilu l'chumra, hecha shemachusar maisa, d'lo bayi l'meimar hol v'ray l'siyer hanasa b'fnim, d'machusar agrala. Over here in our Gemara, Rav Chista apparently does not apply ha'wil, meaning we don't say that since this animal could have been brought as a siyer hanasa b'fnim, even as a chumra, we don't say, if it's machusar agrala, that's it. He says, that's it, you're going to be pater for shchut echutz. If it's mechusar agrala, he doesn't say, well, if you did the agrala and this animal could have been designated as the one that's l'shem, so therefore maybe you should be chayiv anyway for shchut echutz. No, he completely rejects ha'il. Problem is, Tos Hashanah says there's a sugya, Maseches Pesachim, where Rav Chista at least says Ho'il L'chumra. The Gemara says that when does Rav Chista reject Ho'il? That's only L'kula. But L'chumra, he holds of Ho'il. So that's a problem. What context was it in Maseches Pesachim? Maseches Pesachim was about shechting a Karban Pesach for people who do not have a bris milah. The halacha is that our Reilim do not bring a Karban Pesach, and there's a machlokas, Rabbi Rav Chista, if a person shechts the Karban Pesach for people who are not registered on the Pesach, but they are arelim, so they can't bring Karban Pesach anyways. So Rabba holds, since they're, the arelim are not b'nei kapara with a Karban Pesach, so the shechita with doing the shechita for them when they're not registered would not passel the Karban, because they couldn't be ro'i anyway. But Rav Chista holds, since arelim are chayiv to be mal themselves, and they could and they can be mal themselves and then bring the Karban, so the Karban Pesach that's shechted for them when they aren't registered is going to be pasul mishum hoil. He says hoil l'chumra, that since they could have been mal themselves and they could have been roi for this Karban, so now it's a violation of shechting shalol l'shem bailim when you shecht for them and they're not registered on the Karban, even though as they stand right now, they're not even eligible for Karban Pesach. So bottom line is, you see Rav Chis over there holds Hoil Chumra. So why over here does he reject Hoil entirely? So Tos Yishanim explains, Rav Rabbeinu Elchanan tirates, the Hasam Kivan Shekol Sha'a V'Sha'a B'yadol Sakin Atzmo U'B'Isr Karis U'Omed Hilkach Lochashav K'muchusar Maisa. Since in the situation of someone who's an Arel, each and every moment he could be Masakin himself, he can fix it, he can get himself a Bris Mila, and every moment he's violating Nisar Kari, so we assume he'll be motivated to be Masakin himself to make it better. So that's where he's going to, he's not going to consider that a Mechusar Maisa, he's going to apply Hawil. But in our case, where you're missing the Hagrala, we're not going to apply Hawil, even just as a Chumrah. But the Gemara does make this comparison between the Hagrala for the Seir and the Psichas Losa Sehechal for Karban Shlamim. Rav Salvechik in his Shiurim on the Avodas Yom HaKippurim just points out that this Hashva'a, this comparison between the Hagrala for the Seir and for the Seirim and the Psichas Losa Sehechal is very difficult to understand. A Seir Kodim Hagrala and Shlam Kodim Psichas Losa Sehechal are very different from each other. The Hagrala is not just an act that you do to be Machshir, the Hakravas HaSeir, meaning it's not just something that you do in order to make it okay to bring the seir as a karban. It's koveya, the etzema karban. It's magdir, which karban is a seir la'ashem. The one that you're magril on, that you do the agrala on, that gets designated seir la'ashem, it becomes a seir la'ashem. And before you do that agrala, it's not a karban panim at all. It doesn't have a shame karban of seir la'ashem at all. The psichas la'sehechel, on the other hand, even if you're going to be magdir as a maisa beguf of the karban, like we want to say over here, that it's considered a din in the guf of the karban, like we read from the Tos Yishanim, and like Rashi also says that it's since it's considered to be part of the guf of the karban. But even so, it only allows for the karban to be brought as a karban shlamim, but it certainly doesn't create the shame karban shlamim. The karban is a karban shlamim before you open the doors of the heichal. Also, it's just that it's a machshir, something you need to do in order to be allowed to shech the karban shlamim. You need to open up the doors of the heichal. The karban is certainly a karban shlamim when the dvasos are ne'ulos as well. It's just that the hakrava is not allowed because of the side point that you haven't opened up the doors yet. So l'chora, we could have very easily said that shlamim are called roi lavel pesach ol moed even when the doors are still closed. But the seir before the agrala is not considered ra'ui because it's not even a seir at all yet. It's before the agrala. The whole chiyuv of shchut echutz before the agrala only comes from the fact that it's ra'ui to be a seir hanasa b'chutz. So how can you even compare the two cases? So based on this comparison, it sounds that the agrala is not ma'akev because of it being koveya, the cheftza shel karban seir, but rather it sounds like the hagrala is just part of the seder avodas hayom. That the hagrala is the critical element of hagrala is not that it's koveya what animal is what. It's not that it's koveya the nature of the karban. That it's just part of the nature of the avodas hayom. Or you have to go the other way. You have to say that somehow psichas losa sehechel is actually koveya the shame karban shlamim. But you have to go in one direction or the other over here, because otherwise the comparison is very, very difficult to understand. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Umi islay l'Rav Chista hawil. Does Rav Chista hold of the concept of hawil that to be chayiv on a karban that's not roi l'shem, because of hawil, that you could have you could still bring it as a korban musaf. It's right to be brought as a korban musaf Yom Kippurim. Does he really hold the foil? V'amir Rav Chista Pesach shechachtu b'chutz b'shar yimos hashana l'shmo pater shelo l'shmo chayiv. Rav Chista is the first of three opinions we're going to bring on this amud about a korban Pesach that you shecht throughout the rest of the year, not on Erev Pesach, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So if you do it l'shmo, Rav Chista says, you do it l'shem Pesach. It's your pater for shchut echutz. Why? Because if you were to shecht it b'fnim l'shem Pesach, it would be possible. It's shar yimos hashana. You can't shecht the korban Pesach l'shem Pesach in January. So it's going to be possible. And anything that's possible to be brought as a korban b'fnim, when you do it as a shchut echutz, you're not going to be chayiv for shchut echutz. But shelo l'shmo chayiv. Let's say you shecht this korban Pesach l'shem korban shlamim on a January day, on a day that's not Erev Pesach. So had you done that bifnim, it would be kosher as a korban shlamim. So now that you do it b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Taima de shalol l'shmo. Sounds like the only reason you're going to be chayiv is because you shechted it l'shem korban shlamim, specifically not l'shem Pesach. Hastama, what if you just shecht it stam? You don't have anything in mind. You don't have Karban Pesach or Karban Shlamim. So then l'shmohu, apparently we would consider that to be l'shmo, upater, and then you're going to be pater. But v'amai, le'mahol v'roi shalol l'shmo b'fnim. Why don't we say ho'il? If you say ho'il, you should say, this animal would be perfectly good as a Karban Shlamim if I just would have had in mind to bring it as a Karban Shlamim. So since it was ro'i to be brought b'fnim as a Karban Shlamim, I should be chayiv mishum shchutech. Why do we say that since it's stama, we consider it still to be a Karban Pesach, and therefore I'm pater? If you apply Hoel, you should be chayiv over here. So answers Gemara, hachi hashta. You can't compare the two cases. Hasam, by the Karban Pesach, by Yakira, in order to designate it as Karban Shlam, you need to be oker the Shem Pesach. It was already previously designated as a Karban Pesach. To remove that designation, you need to make it now a Karban Shlamim actively, and stama is going to leave it as a Karban Pesach. Hi, but by the Seir, lo by Yakira. In order for it to be a Karban Musaf of Yom HaKippurim, you don't need an Akira, even though you took it originally as a Seir, you took it the Shem Seir and Nasa Bifnim. They're both the Chatos, both the Seir Nasa Bifnim and the Seir Nasa Bichutz, the Seir of the Musaf of Yom Kippur, are both the Karban Chatos. They have the same Shem Karban. So you don't need an Akira Shem Karban from it, and therefore we're going to apply Hoil in our case. The Diuk of the Gemara is somewhat troubling. Tosas points out the Brice had said two halachas that if you bring it shalol l'shmo, if you bring it l'shmo b'shar yimos hashana, you are pater. You bring it shalol l'shmo, you're chayiv. So the Gemara wants to make a diuk. What if you bring it stam? So he said, from the fact that it says shalol l'shmo, you're chayiv, sounds like if you bring it stam, you're pater. Well, why don't we make the diuk from the first half? From the fact that it says l'shmo, you're pater, so doesn't that imply that if you bring it stam, you're chayiv? So Tosfos raises that question. Teim l'Rabbeinu Tam, neiduk mi reisha ibcha, taima de l'shmo, hastam achayiv. Why don't we say from the reisha that the only reason you're pater is if you do it l'shmo, but if you do it stama, you're going to be chayiv? And it's very difficult to say, it would be very forced to say that when the Reisha says Lishmo, it means Stama. Based on the fact that the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says at the very beginning of Zvachim, that Stam Zvachim are always Lishman Hein Omdin. So it's difficult to say that therefore, when we use the word Lishmo over here, we really mean Stama. Because Dahani Mili Bizmanan of a Pesach B'Shari Mos Hashanah Stamei Lav L'Shmo Chayiv, because that rule doesn't apply to Pesach B'Shari Mos Hashanah. The idea of Stama L'Shma that we have by other Zvachim is not true of a Pesach B'Shari Mos Hashanah. So we're back to our question. Why isn't the Gemara Medayik from the Reisha, where it says Hastama, where it says that L'Shmo, that you're gonna be Pater, why aren't we Medayik Hastama, you're gonna be Chayiv? Elanira Kisvarim Delogarsi Taima de Shalolishmo. So that tells us you have to change the gears in our Gemara. We're not making any diuk in our Gemara that Hastama, that Taima de Shalolishmo, Hastama is going to be Pater. No, v'ika l'meimer d'mireisha diyek l'shmo amai pater. What the real diyuk is as follows: the reisha says that l'shmo, if you bring it l'shmo, you're pater. So we're saying why? Why is that so? D'salka daitach d'lo bayakira, because apparently you don't need to be oker the shame carbon from it. V'imkena amai pater v'yushachit stama b'fnim. Well, then why are you pater if it's not going to require any akira? You could always shecht it stama b'fnim. The stama shalol l'shmo kai, because stama shalol l'shmo. It's l'shem of carbon shlamim this time of the year. Stama would be shalol l'shmo, would not be l'shem Pesach. Umashani, then the Gemara's answer is no, your havamino is wrong. Dibai akira, you need an akira. It's not not like we originally assumed. That's what changes between the havamino and the maskana, is whether you require akira or not. Okay, period. Rab bar simi masin luhu b'derabah. Instead of asking this stira in Rav Chista the way we asked it, that does Rav Chista really not hold of Ho'il by the, like we see by the Karbonos of Yom Kippur, by Korban Pesach, he does hold of Ho'il. Instead of asking it on Rav Chista, we have both statements attributed to Rabba, and we ask it as a stira in Rabba, and we give the very same answer. So nothing changes in the discussion. It's just that we substitute the name Rabba for the name Rav Chista. Good. So that was all one opinion about what we do with a Pesach b'shar Yemos Hashana, what the status is if we shecht a Pesach b'shar Yemos Hashana b'chutz. Are you chayv for shchut echutz or not? So again, the first opinion was, it depends. If you did it l'shmo, you're pater. You did it shalol l'shmo, you're chayv. Now we have opinion number two. Ki yasr avdim yamar abiyam yamar abiyochanan, Pesach sheshechtel b'chutz b'shar Yemos Hashana, bein l'shmo, bein shalol l'shmo, Potter. If you shecht the Korban Pesach b'shar Yemos Hashana outside of the Beis Hamikdash, regardless of whether it was l'shmo or not, you're always going to be potter. So Amar Rav Dimi Amrisa l'shmaita kamed Rabbi Yirmiya bishlam l'shmo d'halo chazile. So we have to analyze, why is this true? I understand if you shecht the l'shem Pesach b'shar Yemos Hashana, you're going to be potter for shchut echutz, because it was not written, because shechting it l'shem Pesach b'shar Yemos Hashana is not kosher in the Beis Hamikdash. So mele, you're potter for shchut echutz. But ela shalol l'shmo amai, hachazi shalol l'shmo b'fnim. Why, if you shech the Karban Pesach l'shem shlamim b'chutz, are you pater? After all, if you shech the l'shem shlamim b'fnim, it's going to be a kasher karban. So shouldn't that therefore mean that you're chayiv mishum shchut echutz when you shech the l'shem shlamim b'chutz? So v'amali, akira shchutz, lav shma akira. So the Gemara explains, because when you transfer from a shem Pesach to a shem Shlamim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that's not called the transference of the shame of the Karban. That's not called uprooting the shame Pesach from it and making the shame Shlamim. Yes, you can take this animal and shecht it l'shem Shlamim bifnim and it will be kosher, because when you do the Akira, you say it is no longer a Pesach and you now designate it as a Shlamim. In the Beis HaMikdash, that's impactful, that's meaningful. When you do that outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't do anything, it's still just a Karban Pesach. So good, so that explains the opinion that you're potter for Shechut Echutz when you shecht the Karban Pesach b'shar Yemos Hashana. Now we have a third opinion. Ki yasa rav and amar b'yirmi amar b'yochanan, Pesach sheshechtel b'chutz b'shar Yemos Hashana, bein l'shmo, bein shalol l'shmo, chayiv. Third opinion is, it doesn't matter whether it's l'shmo v'shlo l'shmo, you're always going to be chayiv. So why would you always be chayiv? Again, you're only chayiv for shchut echutz and things that were kosher to be brought b'fnim. If you shecht the Karban Pesach, l'shem Karban Pesach, b'fnim, today, when it's not Erev Pesach, so then it's not going to be a kosher Karban. So why would you be chayiv mishum shchut echutz if I shecht it l'shmo outside of the Beis HaMikdash today? So v'afilu l'shmo, v'atnan, m'chusr zman, bein begufo, bein bebalim. Why would you be chayiv even if you shecht it l'shmo? We have a Mishnah that says that m'chusr zman can be in two ways. You can have a m'chusr zman begufo, or you can have a m'chusr zman in the bailim. When an animal's m'chusr zman, you're potter for shchut echutz, because it's not roy to be brought as a karban. M'chusr zman can, we're just saying that m'chusr zman could be begufo, which would mean that it's not old enough. An animal needs to be 8 days old to be brought as a karban. So m'chusr zman, it's a 2-day-old animal or something. And ve'ezu m'chusr zman bebailim. What is the definition of m'chusr zman bebailim? Sometimes, in order for a person to be roy to bring certain karbanos, he has to go through a period of time, a sphera, a counting of certain number of days before they're able to bring a karban. For instance, Hazav, Vazava, Vayoledes, Vamitsora, all of these people need to go through a period of time before they can bring their karbanos. So Zava and Zava have to count Sviras Shivanikim, they have to count the 7 days before they could bring their karban. A Yoledes has to count the for a male, for a baby boy, 40 days, for the baby girl, 80 days before she can bring her karbanos. So they have to wait for all of the for all of this time to pass. So Shekrivu Chatasim Hashem Bachutz, what if they bring their chatos and their asham bachutz? So the halacha is that they're going to be, before the zman, before their time is ready, before the right time, they're going to be patur. Because had they brought it bifnim, before the right time, it wouldn't be a kosher karban. So whatever is not a kosher karban bifnim, you're not going to be chayiv on mishum shchut echutz. So, but what about olosein v'shalmeyan bechutz? If they bring their karban olos and their karban shlam bechutz before the zman, then they're going to be chayiv. Why is it that they're going to be chayiv? Because karban olos and karban shlam are ba'a nedava, and therefore these animals could have been brought as a nedava bifnim. That's the point. So va'amr of chilke bartuvi lo shanu el lishmo aval shalol lishmo chayiv. But that's only true if they bring it lishmo. If you bring it shalol lishmo, then you're going to be chayiv, because meaning that which we say that if you bring the carbon asham mechus zman b'chutz, you're going to be pater. That's only that's only if you bring it lishmo, where it's not ro'i to be brought b'fnim. But had you brought it shalol lishmo, meaning you brought it l'shem ola or l'shem shlamim, you'd be chayiv, because it is right to be brought bifnim l'shem ola l'shem shlamim, because kol zvachim that you shech shalol l'shman are kosher in general outside of Karban Pesach. Any the number one rule of Masech Zvachim is any zvachim that you shech shalol l'shmo is kosher. It's just that it's not ola l'bailim l'shem chova, it's just that the bailim isn't yotzei eschiyuv with it. So the bottom line is, so if you were to bring the asham or the you were to bring the asham b'chutz while still a mechus zman shalol l'shmo, l'shem karban ola, l'shem karban shlamim, you're going to be chayiv. So, but that's all parenthetical. The main point is l'shmo mi hapater. If you bring it l'shmo b'chutz, you're going to be pater. Amai, why is that so? Name a whole veruuyin shalol l'shmo b'fnim. Why don't we say that since it was right to be brought shalol l'shmo b'fnim, when you bring it l'shmo b'chutz, you should also be chayiv? Meaning, after all, if you're going to tell me, like Ravinam Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yochanan says, that a Pesach that shechted b'shar yimos hashana, even l'shmo b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv, even though if you were to shecht it l'shmo b'fnim, it would not be kosher, still you're going to be chayiv mishum shchut echutz when you shecht it l'shmo b'chutz. And what's the reason you're going to be chayiv when you shecht the l'shmo b'chutz? Because if you wanted to bring it shalol l'shmo b'fnim, it would have worked as a karban. So even when you shecht the l'shmo b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. So then why is it by other karbanos, by the karbanos of a mechusar zman, why is it that we say that if you shecht it l'shmo b'chutz, you're potter? We should say when you shecht the l'shmo b'chutz, you're chayiv, because after all, you could have shechted it shalol l'shmo b'fnim, and it would have been a kasher karban. So it says in Gemara Hachiyasha, can't compare the two cases. Hasam by Akira, Hacha Pesach b'shar yimos hashana shlamim ninhu. That by the other karbanos, by the shlam, the asham that you want to now designate as a shlamim, if you in fact want to designate as a shlam, you need to be oker the shem karban asham and turn it into a karban shlamim or a karban ola. But a Pesach during the rest of the year is automatically a karban shlamim. A Pesach b'shar yimos hashana just turns into a karban shlamim. Nothing needs to be done to make it into a karban shlamim. So period. So that's the explanation of the third opinion. So to summarize, three basic opinions: if you shech the karban Pesach b'chutz b'shar yimos hashana, the first opinion was that it depends whether you did it l'shmo or shalol l'shmo. You do it l'shmo, you pater shalol l'shmo, you chayiv. Second opinion was that whether you do it l'shmo or shalol l'shmo, you pater. Third opinion is whether you do l'shmo or shalol l'shmo, you're going to be chayiv. Rav Ashi masni chayiv kedam rinan. Rav Ashi learns he teaches it by kiyasa rav in this third shita as chayiv, the way we have it, that whether you do l'shmo, whether you do shalol l'shmo, you're chayiv. Rabbi Yirmi Medifti masni pater. And Rabbi Yirmi Medifti holds like the second shita, that it's going to be pater whether you do l'shmo or shalol l'shmo. Because kasav Pesach b'shar yimos hashana by yakira. Because he holds the Pesach b'shar yimos hashana does need an Akira. You do need to be Oker the Shem Pesach from it and turn it into a Shlamim. Vakira's Chutz Lav Shma Akira. And any Akira that you do Bachutz is ineffective. So it still remains a Karban Pesach. Upligid Rabbi Chilkiya Bartuvi. And that's against Rabbi Chilkiya Bartuvi, who said that Akira's Chutz does count as a valid Akira. That's the end of the discussion about Karban Pesach Chutz Lizmano. Amar Mar, so now going back to what we started with, we discussed the discussion in today's daf began with taking these two se'irim and shechting them b'chutz. So are you chayiv for shechting them b'chutz? So the first thing we said was, it depends. Have you done the hagrala yet, or have you not done the hagrala yet? We said, if you have not yet done the hagrala yet, you're chayiv for both of them. Once you've already done the hagrala, so then you're only chayiv on the one that's shel shem, because that one is roy to be brought as a korban b'fnim, but not the one that's designated la'azazel, because that one is not roy to be brought for a korban b'fnim. Anything that's not roy to be brought for a korban b'fnim, you're not going to be chayiv mishum shchutei chutz. So Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in Brisa that it's going to elaborate on the pasuk from where we derive the isser of shchutei chutz, and we'll see how the sila azazel fits in. Pasuk says, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat sharo kesav oez b'machne asher yishchat mechutz l'machne vel pesach al moed lo'avi l'hakrav karban Hashem. A person shechts a karban outside of the machne and he does not bring it to the pesach al moed. Pasuk goes on to say that dam yechashev la'ishahu dam shafach v'nichras ha'ishahu mikerav amo, that such a person is chayev kares, he's done a very, very terrible thing. That's the yisur of shchut echutz. So says Gemara, I karban shomei ani afilu katshe bedek habayis shenikru karban. In fact that it says karban, so the word karban could mean a lot of things. I would think that it even includes katshe bedek habayis. Katshe bedek habayis is also called a karban. So you chayv mishum shchut echutz if you take katshe bedek habayis and you shecht it outside of the base of Mikdash. Shenemar v'nikras karban Hashem tamalomar ve'el pesach ol moed lo eviyu. That's why we need the pasuk to specifically say el pesach ol moed lo eviyu. Why are you chayv for shchut echutz? Because you didn't shecht it al Pesach al Moed the way you should have. So we darshan from there, kol roi al Pesach al Moed chayev alav b'chutz, kol shenu roi al Pesach al Moed ein chayev alav b'chutz. Only animals that are roi to be shechted al Pesach al Moed, you're going to be chayev mishum shchut echutz. But katshe bedek habayis, which are not roi to be shechted al Pesach al Moed, they're just owned by the Beis HaMikdash for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, so certainly you're not going to be chayev mishum shchut echutz. Otzi elu she'ein ru'in l'pesach al moed. That's why we exclude chatshei bedek habayis that are not roi l'pesach al moed. V'lo otzi, the Rashi takes out paras chatos because he thinks it's simply not true. V'lo otzi si'ira mishtaleach shuroi lavo l'pesach al moed. But we should not exclude the si'ira mishtaleach because it is roi lavo l'pesach al moed. So, I mean, that's what we would think at this point, that granted, katshe bedek habayis is not included in the Yisra of Shchut Echutz, but maybe the si'ira mishtaleach should be included in the Yisra of Shchut Echutz. Tamalomar Lashem. That's why the pasuk adds an extra word Lashem to tell me that Sir Lazazel is also not included in the Yisur of Shchut Echutz. How does Lashem teach it to me? Mishem Yuchadin Lashem. Those karbanos that are designated Lashem Yatzu Elu Shem Yuchadin Lashem, as opposed to the Sir Mishtalech, it's not Miyuchad Lashem. So if it's not Miyuchad Lashem, it's Miyuchad Lazazel. It's not going to be subject to the Isser of Shchut Echutz. So Lashem is an exclusionary term. It tells us to exclude Seir Lazazel from this halacha. So in fact, the Gemara, is Lashem really an exclusionary term in terms of the Seir Lazazel? Ulashem Lahotziyu. Does the word Lashem come to exclude Seir Lazazel from the halacha in question? Uriminu, I'll ask you a stira. There's somewhere else where Lashem comes up. Yeratza l'karbanisha Lashem. Pasuk says that if a sharu kesav o'ez, kiyiv olei, then it has to be 7 days tachasimo. And then only miyom ha-shmini v'hala yeratza l'karbanisha Lashem. This is the pasuk that tells us that the karban is only kosher to be used as a karban once it reaches a certain age, and that age is 8 days old. When it's in its first 7 days of life, it cannot be a karban Lashem. So, Elu Ishim, That's referring to you putting it on the fire that you shouldn't put it on the Eish of the Marach on the Mizbeach. How do I know that I shouldn't even be makdish it? Not only not to bring it and burn it on the Mizbeach, I shouldn't even be makdish it within its first week of life. That's why it says Lashem, to tell me that even the Sir Mishtalech, you're not able to be makdish during its first week of life. So how do we learn Sir Mishtalech is included in that Isser? Lashem. Anything that's part of an Avodas Hashem, including Sir Mishtalech. So big fat question mark over here. How can we say that when it comes to the Isser of Shchut Echutz, the fact that the Torah says Lashem tells me that Sir Mishtalech is not included in the Pasuk, yet when it comes to the problem of Mechus Rizman, the fact that it says Lashem comes to tell me that Sir Mishtalech is included in the Pasuk. So Amar Rava, Hasamein Yana Dekra, Vachamein Yana Dekra. It's all about context. What would we have assumed had we not had Lashem? Lashem tells me to go in the other direction. Hasam del Pesach l'rabos Lashem lahotzi. When it comes to Shchut Echutz, El Pesach l'moed would be l'rabos, so Lashem is therefore lahotzi, meaning from El Pesach I would have included the Sir Lazazel, therefore I need Lashem to exclude it. Hachadi Yishay lahotzi Lashem l'rabos. Over here, where by Mechus Rizman, where Ishe is lahotzi, would have excluded the Sir Lazazel because no part of it ever gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So Lashem is l'rabos. Lashem comes to tell me to include the Sir Lazazel. Period. Time of the Rabbi Rachmana. Hello, Rabbi. Have Amina Sir Mishleach Kadosh b'Mechus Rizman. So what did we just do? We had a drasha from Lashem to tell me that the Sir Mishtaleach, that the Sir Mishtaleach cannot become kadosh b'mechus rizman. The implication is that we had a drasha to tell me that the sir mishtaleach cannot become kadosh when it's mechus rizman. Sounds like had we not had that drasha, the assumption would have been that the sir mishtaleach can become kadosh even though it's still in its first week of life, even though it's still mechus rizman. So, frak the Gemara, va'ina goral kaveya ela baroy lashem. Why would we have ever had a hava mina that a seir that's still within its first week of life can become kadosh when it's mechus rizman, when it's still in its first week of life? After all, at the time that we designate it, we don't yet know whether it's going to be lazazel or lashem. So, whatever animal we're designated lazazel has to be something that's also right to be brought l'shem, because we don't know. We're going to do the goral, and one of these animals is going to be l'shem. And clearly, in its first week of life, it's not kosher to be l'shem. So how could we have a havamina that it could be lazazel in its first week of life? It's too early. Before the agrela, we don't know which one is which anyway. So of course you should need it to be a week old. Why do I need a drasha to tell me that? So to that, the Gemara has four answers. We'll see how many of them we get through today. Number one, Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani Chanan Mitzrihi. Maybe we're assuming like Chanan Mitzri. The Tanya Chanan Mitzri Omer, Afilu Dam Bekos, maybe Chaveru Mizaviglo. Chanan Mitzri holds that if let's say you have a Siyul Hashem, Siyul Azazel, and the Siyul Hashem, you already have the blood in the coast, and everything, it's already shechted, everything you did, the Kabbalah Saddam, and then the Sir Mishtaleach dies. Once you already have the Siyul Hashem all ready to go, you don't need to bring another pair of seirim. Chanan Mitzri holds all you need to do is replace the dead animal. Bring a new seir mishalech. And it's on that replacement that we're saying that we would have a havamina that it could be mechus rizman. That's what we're saying, that we'd have a havamina could be mechus rizman, where it has no potential to ever be a seir lashem, because you're just replacing a seir lazazel. So it says, Mar'ayim at Shamalei L'chanan Mitzri D'lasei D'chuyin D'lasei Agrala Mishamatei Dilma Maisei Magro. Wait, no, Chanan Mitzri never said that. Chanan Mitzri never said that you don't have to bring two new animals. What he said is that the dam of the seir lashem that's already in the cup is still going to be used. You don't pour it out. You know, you're not docha that dam. But certainly, in order to make a new seir lazazel, you have to bring two animals, do a hagrala, make the new one a seir lazazel, and the other one you let to die or something. But you're certainly going to need a new hagrala. So that doesn't work. So rather, the Gemara says a second answer. Ela Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani Rabbi Shimon hi. The Tanya Meisachon Man, maybe Chavero Shaloba Hagrala, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that if one of the animals dies, you could just replace it without any hagrala. So that's what we're assuming, like Rabbi Shimon. And it's on that replacement that we're assuming that it could have been brought Mechus Rizman had we not had the Riboy in the Pasuk. Ravina Amar, third answer. kigon shehumam v'chilulo alacher. Cases that the animal developed a mum and you're mechalal it on another animal. That's when we need a pasuk to tell me that a mechusas man, if the mishtalech became a balmum after you did the hagrala and you're mechalal it on another animal, so you don't need to do a hagrala on that other animal because it already has the kedusha from the first animal. It comes mikoach harishon. So since it doesn't require a hagrala, so that's where I would think that it could be a mechusas man. Wait a second. Who says that a mum apostles sir mishtalech? It's not going to be brought as a carbon. So why should a mum apostle it? The tanya v'isha lo titnu mehem elu achalavim ein li ala kulan miktsasun minayin tamlor mehem mizbeach zuz rikas damim la'ashem l'rabu sir mishtalech. So we darshan la'ashem comes to include sir mishtalech. So v'isrich l'michta, so we have a special drush on the pasuk to tell me that it cannot be a balmum. So we have one drush on the pasuk tells me that the sir mishtalech cannot be mechusas man. Another special drush on the pasuk tell me that the sir mishtalech cannot be a balmum. Why do I need two drushes? Just tell me. It has to be the right kind of it has to be like any other carbon. And I'll know that it's got to be, it can't be mechusas man, that it can't be a balmum. Now, v'isrich l'michtav balmum, v'isrich l'michtav mechusas man. Dikas rachmano mechusas man, if it only would have told me mechusas man, that a sir mishtalech cannot be mechusas man, mishum d'lo mati zimne, av balmum d'mati zimne emelo. I would say, yeah, because that's a major flaw. It's not even the time where this animal could ever be used as a carbon. But a balmum is at least in the right time where it could be used as a carbon. I would think that's okay for the sir mishtalech. Because rachmano balmum, mishum d'mais, av mechusas man d'lo mas emelo. And if it only would have told me about balmum, that a sir mishtalech cannot be a balmum, I would say, yeah, because that's disgusting to use a balmum in your avodas Hashem. But mechusas man, it's not most. It's not something that Kodesh Baruch Hu is disgusted by. So I might think that's not so bad to be makdish a mechusas man as a seal as al tzricha. That's why I need both. So again, so far we only have three. We'll get to the fourth one tomorrow. We have three answers as to why we would have had a hava amina that a mechusas, that a seer mishtaleach could be designated as while it's still a mechusas man, if after all you're going to need a goral and you don't yet know at the time of designation whether it's going to be the Sila Azazel or the Sila Hashem.